This week on Organic Cosplay, a sustainable journey, choosing the right responsibly produced wig for you. Hello everyone, Amy here, and I want to thank you for joining me again. As everyone knows, choosing the right wig can make or break your cosplay. But how can you find the right wig that's also eco-friendly and responsibly produced? This week, I got to meet with two such producers who shared their insights on the sustainable wig industry. First up, I got to speak with Harry Taylor Tripp Harrison III of Harrison Wigs, a family-run wig farm in Pennington Gap, Virginia. Tripp, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, Amy, thank you for having me. You did say that my family had a wig farm, and I don't like to think of it as a farm because it's been tainted by the factory farming that's going on in the wig industry now. Now, we have what I like to call an artisanal wig husbandry center.
Oh, my apologies. So much of this terminology is new to me. So I am wondering, though, would you say that the increase in cosplay over the last several years has changed your family's business model?
Oh, absolutely. I really like the cosplay. I really like the cosplayers. They're doing great stuff, really innovative stuff with wigs. And what we're doing is we're finding a way to provide for them naturally colored wigs. We raise them on a free-range basis. We have little carts that go around our 80-acre farm. They're Freon enhanced to keep them in their cold season luster. They're geofenced, they're IP-based. They just lock these guys in nicely, but also allow them to be free. And what we do is we raise them in the best way that we can in order to get them as luxurious and as vibrant. And those are the keys, really. You want a luxurious, you want a vibrant wig.
Now, obviously cosplay wigs are more exotic than the standard wigs that most people produce. Are there any special considerations when you go about raising these wigs?
So honestly, Amy, we've changed some things. We've got a mix of woods and open pasture, and we like to rotate the herds through. So we get different wig herds of different species. We have experimented with a mix of species, and that really gets into some of our artisanal wig husbandry that we do, where we're trying to breed special new breeds. And I can't really talk too much about that, but I'm very excited about some of the combinations of the Travoltas and the Van Burens that we are getting, hopefully, into the market in the next few years. But for these exotic wigs you're talking about, actually need a little bit of supplement because they are accustomed to a different diet and a different environment. And what we've found is we've had some really good luck with some imported coca leaf supplements. They're completely organic, completely natural. It helps them bring up their vibrancy and their luster as they grow.
I'm sorry, did you say coca leaves? Like the stuff that cocaine is made from?
Oh, I don't know about what cocaine is made from. I do go to prep school, but honestly, I don't know anything about that kind of stuff. I've been told our supplier here is from Columbia, South Carolina. He does a great job. He provides us this processed powder from the coca leaves that help our wigs grow and be more vibrant. They're energetic. You would not believe the energy that they have after they've been given the supplement. It's a wonderful thing.
I gotta tell you, Tripp, that sounds an awful lot like cocaine. Are you sure that this is just a supplement?
I am absolutely sure. We get this from a wonderful thing. Columbia, South Carolina. I think it's South Carolina. Columbia, wherever. I'm not entirely sure. I'm not in that part. I'm not in the feed part of the organization. I'm more looking at our future ventures in order to really move ourselves into the 21st century.
Okay, well, whatever it is that you're doing, it certainly seems to be working. Your cosplay wigs are some of the best in the industry. I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to me today, Tripp.
Oh, you're very welcome, Amy. And I don't know if this is appropriate, but if people are interested in finding out more about our wigs, we're going to be at the San Diego Comic-Con for the cosplayers. And just remember, a Harrison wig is a cut above the rest.
Up next, I travel to Johnson City, Tennessee to speak with George Bridger, a fifth-generation wig hunter. But first, a word from our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by SquareEarth.com. SquareEarth, your source for quick and easy internet solutions. Visit SquareEarth.com/organic cosplay to save 10% off your first order. Internet better with SquareEarth. Recently, I was fortunate enough to visit wig hunter George Bridger at his home in Johnson City, Tennessee. He showed me around and taught me the ins and outs of wig hunting.
Well, Amy, over here we have, you know, this is the family house that you see here on the left. Mm-hmm. We've been living in this area for the past, I would say, 5 or 6 generations of the Bridger clan has lived here. And off over on this side of the property, we got the woods where we do a lot of our hunting. All the wild wigging mm-hmm. happens out here. And then there's a shack back in behind the house that I could show you later. That is where we do all the curing, all the work to the product to really make it what it comes out to be when all the cosplayers or whoever it is that buys our wigs, they end up leaving with the product that is worked on in that shack back there. You know, and as we're getting closer to these woods, Amy, I need you to be a little bit careful because, you know, we are in wild wig season. So we may be seeing... Oh, look over there. It's a braid of wigs. Do you see them over there? Amy. Oh, Amy,
they're beautiful.
Keep your head low, girl. Keep your head low. All right, we better go back to the house. We don't want to get too... Those are the Travoltas that we talked about. They'd be some real feral ones. We don't want to get too close to them.
After retreating to the safety of the house, I spoke with George about his experiences at places like DragonCon, where he gets to sell his wares and interact with cosplayers directly. So, George, you said that you sell your wigs at DragonCon. What would you say that your interactions with cosplayers has been like?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, we have a lot of pride in helping out our customers. Yeah, these cosplayers, I'll tell you what, they are fantastic customers. You know, we like to sell wigs to anybody who needs them. And the cosplayers, they are a fantastic customer because they keep coming back for all sorts of things. I mean, we just had one guy who's been a customer of ours for the past 3 or 4 years. He's got a real cool costume, and he's paying real good money for a new wig. He got some complicated hair, so, you know, the missus has to do quite a bit of work on that.
Is there a lot of difference between how, say, a regular hairstyle and a cosplay hairstyle would be hunted?
Well, you know, Amy, I mean, the first thing that you should know about hunting wigs in the wild is that it depends on when they die, when they're hunted. That is really what product you get. So, you know, if you scare the living bejeebus out of it when you kill it, you'll notice that it's able to really spike up its hair, and that's how you get a lot of them Super Saiyan looks. My family likes to use a real old trick to scaring them. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, absolutely.
Go!
Oh, my.
When you do that, it scares the bejeebus out of them, and then you end up with a real good sort of Goku Vegeta sort of look, and it really comes out looking real great for that.
George, thank you so much for having me out here and showing me around and for talking to me about where wigs come from.
Well, you're very welcome, Amy. And now you feel free to come back anytime if you'd like any sort of other advice or would like to talk a little bit more about wigs. I'd be happy to do it. This is my life's work now.
That brings us to the end of another episode of Organic Cosplay. I hope that, like me, you learned a thing or two about wigs and where they come from. Until next time. Cosplay responsibly. This episode of Organic Cosplay was brought to you by Square Earth. Internet better.